Today on Deeply Shallow, episode 18.
We're talking all things Christmas, what you get, what you give, where you go, and keeping your expectations low.
What's going on?
I got a vent.
Ooh, start from the beginning. Tell me everything. What were you wearing? Welcome to your new obsession, Deeply Shallow.
In a world where 90% of social media is only 10% of actual life, we're here to chat about the real, relatable, and completely unpostworthy parts of it.
We are bringing out the fun and dysfunctional. We're talking family, relationships, and mental health with an irreverent spin and absolutely no judgment.
We're here with a blunt, sometimes harsh, and occasionally controversial edge that will leave you saying,
"Breach."
Yes.
It's Deeply Shallow, real and unapologetic.
We're all in this together.
Listener discretion advised. Merry Christmas, Shallow Squad. Welcome to Deeply Shallow with Matt and Tara. Whether you are feeling deep or you are feeling shallow, you have come to the right place. I am your host, Tara, along always with my co-host. He left my Christmas party at 9:30, Mr. Matt Hanley.
It was 10:30.
It was not 10:30. I'll look back at the records. Play the tape.
It was at least 10.
No. I will say, though, the time that you were there, you were a good time.
I know.
I'll give that to you.
I receive instructions well. I play my role, and then I go home. What else do you want from me?
I mean,
I trolled you most of the evening.
Yeah, you did, but I cannot wait to tell later the interpretation of you via our guest, Zach, at the party. We've got to share that.
Gosh,
with the squad.
I wish we had that on video.
Me too. We're going to have to start recording.
We're going to start video recording and getting consents.
Like, yes.
Getting the
Everyone waivers. Signs a waiver, yeah. The minute they walk
It's
around
like celebrities.
Us.
You know, if you date a celebrity, you have to sign like yes. an NDA and like they take your cell phone. Like that's
hey, to hang out with the two most busted try-hard celebrities, please sign this waiver. No, people are actually going to start making us sign waivers
that we
so
won't.
We don't talk about them on the pod. That's exactly right. All right.
So, Tara, as always, we start our show with our mental health, being that
yes.
this is now Christmas Eve.
It is. Yay!
I can almost guarantee where you are. But always, we rate our mental health at the beginning of our show, 0 to 10. Where are you today?
I'm at a 10 because it's Christmas Eve and I'm super excited. And also, I love recording in the mornings. I guess I'm a morning person now.
Yeah.
My worst nightmare has come to light. I have a giant coffee.
Mm-hmm.
You're actually drinking the coffee I made you, which
yes.
I was really nervous about if you would like that.
Yes. The poor friend has an espresso machine, just so everyone knows this ruse that she keeps up. But she has an espresso machine, so she is...
Being the poor friend serves me well. It really does.
Yeah.
So, yep, I'm at a 10. What about you? How are you feeling?
I'm also very high. So I did something this past week that I have never done before.
Okay.
And I'm very proud of myself.
Ooh, let's hear it. I got some praise ready for you.
I went deer hunting.
Really?
Does that surprise you?
It shocks me to the core.
I have a deer friend who has invited me out to the deer lease like at least 50 times.
Get it? Dear friend.
Yeah.
Dear.
I actually did not even intend to. I'm a little off my game. I actually did not intend to have a pun there, but yes.
Your game is just so strong that the puns just flow.
That could be. Anyway, I'm really proud of myself because that's way outside of my comfort zone, but I actually had a really great time.
Did you shoot something?
No, I didn't shoot anything, but.
Did you fire the gun at all?
No, I did not. But I was only there like 24 hours. It was kind of a...
So
kind
you
of
were the overnight. Emotional support person
yes,
for
yes,
the hunters.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
But I learned a tremendous amount about deer. It was super fun. We had a great time.
Awesome. Okay, well, did you give us a number?
So I'm going to go with a 9.6.
Love it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All
right, good to know.
So today, Tara, we are talking everything Christmas.
It is our Christmas episode,
yes.
which... I feel so happy that we have a Christmas episode. Obviously, Christmas episodes are the best.
Also, just so everyone knows, Tara's apartment looks like Christmas threw up on itself. and then ate it and then threw up again.
Like, I have all the Christmas decorations.
It's hard to find a seat. There's so much Christmas crap everywhere.
Hey, it's not crap. It's festive joy.
Yes.
Okay?
Festive joy.
Festive joy. Did you hear yesterday when Bianca walked in and she asked me, please tell me that some of those boxes
are empty.
I did. Those are just decorations.
Yes, I did hear, and I was also hoping the answer was going to be different, but
no, you know that those are all legit, all for Little Miss B. Bless her heart.
It is so out of control. There's probably 40 boxes down there.
I love Christmas, you guys. But speaking of gifts,
yeah,
what is the best and worst gift you have ever received that you've unwrapped? It can't be like, oh, the bananas love. Like, no. I don't want to hear any of that.
So the worst gift, I think, and I mean, this all could change tomorrow.
Sure.
I mean, yeah. The pressure is on. We have plenty of time for.
And hasn't your mom already told you that she's regifting something to you?
Yes. She told me that at lunch the other day. She's like, oh, hey, just by the way. And like, why would you tell someone that?
Yeah.
She's like, one of your gifts I'm regifting.
It's because it still has like her name on it, like the tag. And she's like, oh, that seems like a lot of work to take that tag off.
I'll just regift it to you.
Yeah.
But the worst gift that I've probably ever received was potentially last year. My mother decided, so my mom will not get you anything off of your actual Christmas list. She asked that you make one and then gets nothing off of it. And she's so bad. She's such a bad gift giver. You know, I was a swimmer in high school and I had a parka, you know, like a long parka.
Sure, yeah.
It's got the furry lining.
Right, that they wear when they
to keep warm on the pool day. My mother takes this jacket and has it sent off to some company and had it turned into two teddy bears.
And for a grown man.
Yes. Which so now it is. So these two teddy bears, not one, two, are sitting on a shelf in our bedroom. And she was just like so beyond excited for herself.
She wanted those. She wants you to re-gift those to her.
Maybe that's what I should do.
You should.
It is not too late.
Or at least you should give one and be like, Mom, you're my bestie for the resty. I want you to have one of these teddy bears.
It would be the equivalent of like the little jagged heart.
Yeah. You know, slice the teddy bears in half. Yeah. And then like throw her one. Be like, even though we're apart, we'll always be together, Mom. Hey, that might even help your cause with trying to work up your way into the favorite child thing.
That could. Okay, so let me think about my favorite gift. What's your least favorite gift?
Okay, so my husband is also a terrible gift giver. Like, hubba. He tries, you know. 1 year for Christmas, he gave me 3 wristlets. I was like, why'd you buy me so many of these? And he, when I was opening the last one, he was like, I literally just remembered that I had already bought you 2 of these. I was like, yeah, like that's a fail. But shockingly, the worst gift I've ever been given hasn't been from him.
Yeah.
So I just want to preface the story by saying that Hubba and I, for those of you who didn't listen to the marriage episode we did, share a last name, not a bathroom. We dated for 2 years before we got married.
Right.
So I had been around a minute.
Yeah.
Around his family.
Yeah.
So 1 year for Christmas, we're over at my father-in-law's house. His wife has a large family.
Okay.
And I get a gift from someone. I'm not even sure who. And it is addressed to Hubba's wife. To Hubba's wife on the tag. I just looked around and I was like, you couldn't ask any of these people what my name is? I don't even know what was in the box. I don't even remember, but I was just like, F this noise, Hubba's wife.
The fact that they would not know your name is so crazy because I have to believe that you are the topic of conversation on a number of.
Oh, yeah. Like you guys probably positively talk so much shit about
negatively.
Me, but all of a sudden my name, you lose my name from your memory.
That's a lot of shade. Honestly, that is a lot of shade.
And here I am at Christmas. Like, what am I supposed to do? Be like, this is rude AF. Like, no, I just have to be like,
I'm surprised you did not make a scene.
Yeah. We must have been newlyweds at the time because 7 years in, I'd have been like, I'm sorry.
You just kicked that gift across the room.
Yeah, just punt it. Yeah. So I don't even remember what the gift was, but anytime I'm referred to as Hubba's wife, you're now the worst gift giver I know.
Wow. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's shady.
Okay, so I do actually. Okay, now I will say what my favorite gift is.
Okay, hit me.
It's a long story, so I'm going to try to really give it a...
I'll tell you what you tell me. Give the Reader's Digest version. Yeah.
Okay, so years ago, really cool deal. My sister was able to actually open a session of Congress with prayer.
Mm-hmm.
This is, I don't know, 10, 11 years ago.
Sure.
And so after doing that, she got this really cool photo-framed deal from Congress with, like, our pictures and the prayer. And it was like this really awesome wall hanging, you know, thing. I mean,
right.
Had all the official seals, all the official signatures. I mean, it was really cool.
That is cool.
So I was always envious of that.
Right.
She had that. Well, mm-hmm. her, and this is the bad part. So her house burned Labor Day of, gosh, probably 6 or 7 years ago.
Sure.
Well, the congressman who had invited us up uh-huh. heard that her house had burned.
Okay.
Well, he assumed that she had lost that artwork
sure.
with all the pictures and the seals and everything. So out of like just a wonderful thought, he got her a second set like that had all the official seals and all that stuff.
Right.
So my sister actually was at the original one was at her office.
Okay.
So anyway, so she gives me the second one for Christmas, like so that I would have one.
Nice. There's nothing better than frauding someone to giving you another gift.
But
in fact, I need to write that down for future reference.
So it was because she didn't know. She just got it in the mail. So
okay.
she didn't ask for it. She sure. just got it in the mail from it. It was like a really cool.
She just like sent him a newspaper clip yeah. of her house burning down. But I didn't ask for it. Yeah.
So anyway, that's like one of the top gifts I ever got. That is
a really cool gift. Yeah. Very unique.
Because it's not. I mean, to be honest with you, you're not going to buy me something like.
Hashtag the rich friend. He already got it.
No, I'm just saying like that's not. Something unique is definitely on my
radar. You got to catch you off guard.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. So that was one of those. All right. So what about you? What's been your favorite gift?
Okay. Well, now my favorite gift seems lame compared to your congressional seal bullshit. But I got a Roomba 2 years ago from my parents and like, that is the bomb.
That's made your life.
We were so excited, Hubba and I, opening this up. I was like, this is the best. Like, we were so stoked on it that when we went to register it in the computer,
yeah.
Chris named it Sucky McSuckface. Like, we're old enough to be excited about a robot vacuum.
But still.
But young, too. Still, exactly. Too immature that we would name it. Yeah, Sucky McSuckface. So.
You know how, like, Wi-Fi names pull up? Like,
yes.
If you're going down the road or, like, right. in a different place, whatever. There, I had a neighbor in an old neighborhood that I lived in, and their Wi-Fi would pop up as FBI surveillance van.
You know, I've seen that one. That is really clever. I always want to think of like a cool Wi-Fi name, but then we always just go with like something lame.
Whatever
like our names. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're not that cool. But anyway, so that was probably my best gift. Who would you say in your life is the worst gift giver and the best gift giver?
Okay, well, like... You know, I have professed my love for this woman at every opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
The banana is a struggle. struggle bus with the gift giving.
And you know what? That's so interesting because she buys gifts for us gym employees lot, and they're always really good.
Yeah.
So you should take that personally, I think.
I will fully acknowledge I am not an easy person to buy for. I'm just not. And because... If I need something or if I want something, yes, I get it.
And you're also like not like a Starbucks drinker. So like you can't just get you like a gift card to Starbucks or something casual like that.
Speaking of gift cards, let me tell you the coup I pulled off. Did I tell you about this?
Oh, the restaurant? No, yes. you gotta
okay,
tell me.
So every Wednesday.
And speaking of bad gift givers, she struggles even buying the gifts.
So, okay. Now, I know some people may frown upon this because I know this is not the intention, but we go to the same restaurant every Wednesday night. And
newsflash, if you're here to judge about our behavior, you're about 18 episodes late. Yeah.
So, you know how the restaurants have started offering, like, if you buy a $50 gift card, like at Chili's or whatever, they'll give you like an extra $15 gift card for yourself.
Okay. Also, for someone who never goes to Chili's, you shout out Chili's a lot.
Well, I do go to Chili's occasionally, but I you're right. I do shout them out a lot. So anyway, our restaurant was like, hey, if you'll buy a $100 gift card, we'll give you a $25 gift card for free.
That's a good deal.
Yeah. So I stocked up on these gift cards to get the extra $25. I have zero intention of giving them to anybody.
I'm going to use all for myself.
I effectively have now created a 25% discount for myself.
Until next year. Yeah. That is awesome.
So I was, but I did ask, like, so they rolled up to the table and was like, hey, y'all got some kind of cap on these gift cards? And the bartender looked at me like, no, I don't think so. I was like, all right, cool.
Cool. I'll take them all. I know you got back there? That I wanted a lot. No. I want them all. Bring them all over.
Shout out to Ron Swanson there.
Yeah, exactly.
I know you heard a lot of bacon and eggs, yeah. But I want
all the bacon and eggs. Yeah.
So, yes, the banana's a struggle on the gifts. Mm-hmm. My mother is also a struggle on the gifts. In addition to the... So, you know, the banana does not wear earrings. I really think one year she might have actually bought the banana earrings.
Your mom?
Yes. Like, she doesn't even wear earrings. It's like...
I can't tell if that's shady or just like, you're a really bad gift.
No, she's just really bad.
Was it addressed to Matt's wife?
No, it was
just,
not.
Okay, well,
no,
then it was probably just a bad
No,
gift.
They love her more than me. I mean, I'm... similar to your folks, my family embraces the banana infinitely more than me.
Got it.
So those are like the two people that struggle in the gift giving department.
Okay. And for someone who is hard to buy for,
yeah.
Are there any good gift givers?
Yeah. My sister Liz is a really good gift giver. My sister Jennifer is a good gift giver. I wouldn't know if you were a good gift giver or not.
I don't buy gifts for adults.
So I can't really say if you're a good gift giver. I have no personal experience with this.
In my defense.
Yes. Tell them about the one gift you gave me.
I did try to buy you a gift. I spent $100 on this gift. And I will save the screenshot of my bank withdrawal.
This is so funny.
For all of eternity. Ago?
Was this two?
It was before B. That's the only reason I had $100.
So it was two. Okay. So it was like 3 years ago then.
Right. So
this is for my birthday.
It was for your birthday. And so for Matt's birthday, he was taking the banana and Hubba and I to a fancy restaurant that he was going to pay for on his own birthday. So the least I could do was like, you know what? This year I'm going to change it up a little bit. I'm going to get Matt a gift. So as we've talked about in previous episodes, Matt is a huge Housewives fan.
Yeah. Yeah.
And his favorite housewife when we first met used to be Luann. How do you say her last name?
Della Jessup's.
Countess Luann from New York. And I'd also like to point out that his favorite housewife looks a lot like his wife. But he doesn't have a type, you guys. So anyway, there's this app called.
Says the woman whose celebrity crush looks exactly like her husband.
I'm not judging. So anyway, we were. There's this app called Cameo, and you can pay for a celebrity to text out a video message, you know, wishing someone happy birthday or blah, blah, blah.
It's like the updated version of a telegram, like a singing telegram.
Exactly. But it's like a celebrity. Yes. So Countess Luann, you could buy a video of her wishing someone happy birthday for $100. So I was like, all right, I order it.
Right.
And it doesn't come. And it doesn't come. And it's just via text message. And it's not like it arrives in the mail.
So they tape that show like way in advance, right? So like what you're watching is like 9 months old.
Exactly.
So you actually don't know what's going on.
Right. And I don't follow the Housewives. So it doesn't come. It doesn't come. And I did it actually in advance, which is very unlike me.
Yeah.
Finally, on like 2 days before... your birthday, I get this before the birthday dinner.
Yeah.
I get this message from Cameo canceling my order. And I was like, what in the, like, why? And they're like, oh, Luann's, you know, not doing messages right now, blah, blah. I was like, well, that would have been nice to know like 12 days ago because these take a while to get. So we're on our way to your birthday dinner and the news breaks that Countess Luann has checked into rehab. I was like, okay, well, at least I have a legitimate excuse
for
this. So I was like, okay, don't have any gift for you, but let me show you all this that I did try to think of something for you. But anyway, so that was a fail, but that's a story of the thought that counts,
right?
You know?
Yes.
And that's a good example of that.
That's a great example of that. So what about your mom? Your mom has kind of an old school thing on the gifts, right?
So my mom does for everyone something you want, something you need, something to wear, something to read.
And I've heard that before.
For all of us, except for B, who gets everything they sell. Like, she's just buying it all. But my mom also loves Sam's and Costco more than any other human.
That is so, she that loves is so it crazy.
There. She loves it. And so she will just straight up tell us, if they don't sell it at Sam's or Costco, you don't need it. and you're not getting it for Christmas. That is her go. That is her jam. She loves it. And so we used to give her a hard time. And then she's like, okay, I'm not buying y'all any more gifts. But the scary thing about Mama K, like we call her, is she straight up will.
Right.
Like if she says I'm not buying y'all any gifts, no one is getting a gift that year. Like she is a woman of her word. And then Hubba was over there like, I love Sam's and Costco, you know, just kissing that ass,
right.
Staying in that first place favorite position.
Staying at the top.
So, but she's a great gift giver if they sell it at Sam's and Costco.
So like, do y'all have to go like get the membership book to see what all they sell there? Like the list of like the Toys R Us of
right.
Costco and Sam's to see what's available?
No, she doesn't take lists. Like she will ask like, hey, what's something you might want? And then she takes it into consideration, but she's more like the Roomba, we had no idea we were getting
that. I thought you had told me at one time that like the Hubba does get what he wants.
Oh yeah, the Hubba.
But then yours will be like.
One time Hubba said he wanted a pair of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A pair of Sperry's. So she doesn't just go out and get him a pair of Sperry's. She gets him like the gold cup, memory foam,
yeah.
Extra gold, blah, 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 blah. Perfect, amazing Sperry's. It was just like, I mean, obviously he's the favorite.
Right.
If I'd asked for a pair of Sperry's, she'd been like, where's your clearance section on Sperry's?
Do you have some kids over yeah. here that I could get for? Y'all got anything from last year?
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding.
What size does she wear? I don't know. Doesn't like, matter.
I don't know. What's the cheapest size? No. She is. I gotta give my mom credit. She's a good gift giver.
That's good.
Or maybe Hubba is just so blaringly bad that everyone looks better. I mean, I'm not sure.
Could be. Either is possible. So I got this great story about, so the youngest, he's all over the board.
Right.
And my sister Liz, like she is pretty militant about everybody getting their list out so she can circulate them.
Right.
Mainly so there's no duplication and then everybody can kind of take their whatever. So she's talking to the youngest the other day. She's like, what do you want for Christmas? He's like, I'd like underwear. Colored boxer briefs is what he wants.
And I always joke that your youngest is the next Hugh Hefner. So the fact that he asked for that is my favorite.
And as you've also pointed out on previous episodes, like if you come to my house, that's what he will be wearing.
Yes.
Is his underwear. Like this. So
or a much too short robe.
Yes, or a very tiny robe.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, so then my sister texts me and was like, hey, what size underwear, you know, does the youngest wear? I was like, okay, I don't know, but I have to get back to him.
Oh, what is up with you not knowing what size your children where?
Well, they're growing. So it's like, if I give you a number, like that's probably not accurate
anymore. Well, I don't want to know his size when he's 20. I want to know his current size. I was buying the boys a pair of shoes for Christmas the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Matt also didn't know their shoe size.
You will understand this. Like when there will be a point that B gets to that it doesn't matter what you said today. Like 2 weeks from now, it'll be different. Like, I mean, they grow that fast. And I have two of them. But anyway. So
whatever.
We're actually at church when I received this text. I know it's terrible. I was checking the text message at work at church, but whatever. So
see back to previous statement.
At least I was there. Also, the youngest will wear underwear like way too long. Like he will wear underwear that literally fit him a year ago. And it's like super inappropriate. So I lean over to him and I said, hey, what size underwear are you wearing? And anyway, without like, I can't even like catch him. He's like, hold on, I'll be right back. This fool goes into the bathroom at church and like checks his underwear size and then comes back. And he's like, okay, Dad, it's like L/G/T. You know, it's like in all the languages or whatever.
Right.
It's like an L. And I was like, okay, so like, are those the two tight ones or are those the ones that fit? He's like, no, these are the ones that fit. I was like, okay, cool. But so yes, at church. And so I have no idea what that looked like when he went in the bathroom. Like he just took all of his clothes off. Like
he just strips down. He's like, oh, I needed a break.
To get his
underwear. You know what's so funny is, this is like so off topic, but in the second Frozen, we took B to the movies the other day to see Frozen 2.
Yeah.
And Olaf, one of the characters, he also hates wearing clothes and it's like a big joke, but he's a snowman. So now we're just going to have to say that your youngest is a cross between a snowman and Hugh Hefner.
Yeah, that's good.
But anyway, speaking of the movies, do you guys go anywhere on actual Christmas Day? Because I love going to the movies.
We actually have a crazy Christmas schedule. So we generally always kind of get together with the Bananas family on Christmas Eve. And then on Christmas Day, they've had this tradition for a long time of going to like Great Wolf Lodge on Christmas Day. And
that's cool. I like that.
So we're this year, since the kids are all kind of older, we're actually going to the Gaylord to do all of their stuff Christmas night and on like the 26th. Sure. So we'll travel to do stuff like that.
I like getting out on Christmas Day. Yes. My mom doesn't really like going out on any holiday because she was like, I don't want those people to have to go to work. But I'm kind of over here like, they're going to be there anyway.
Right.
Whether I stay home or not.
See, you don't. Do you remember something called the Blue Laws?
No.
Okay. So that actually, here in Texas, and somebody may correct this, but the Blue Laws were when you could actually be open.
Okay.
So like you could not open like your retail store, I think before 1 on Sundays. And then like there were certain holidays that you had to be closed. But those were called the Blue Laws.
Okay.
Now that went away some number of years ago, but used to like on holidays, you'd have to be really careful because like gas stations wouldn't be open.
Oh,
like,
wow.
So you'd have to like really make sure you like
gassed up
if you were going somewhere. So right. Like it used to be very different, but now, you know, everything's open all, but your mom grew up in a time that was the deal.
Sure.
You might have a few restaurants that would be open on Christmas Day, but nothing like it is now. So I get where she's coming from on that.
Yeah. But I like, so this year on actual Christmas, it's just going to be the three of us, Hubba, myself and B.
Yeah.
So we're going to let B open all of her gifts and play and, you know, just have a big brunch. But then we're going to the movies.
Yeah.
I mean, I just feel like we're very cabin feverish people and we have to be like out and about. So I'm really looking forward to going to the movies. So, and you guys are obviously going to be out and about. So
we'll be out and about. Yeah.
Shell Squad, let us know. Do you go out or are you homebody on the Christmas holiday?
And it's interesting because, you know, we talked about Thanksgiving, you know, on our previous, in the previous episode. And I think that it is interesting because I wonder how many people, so this would be interesting, we should put up a poll.
Yeah.
Like, is Christmas just immediate family or do people still do a big family Christmas? Because it's hard. With Christmas being on a Wednesday this year, it's really tough.
Right. And that's actually why we're just doing it, the three of us.
Right.
I'm actually working a half day Christmas Eve and then back to normal schedule on the 26th.
Yeah.
And then on the weekend, we're going to fly to El Paso and spend it with my family, do Christmas with them. But
Yeah,
it's just going to be the Christmas three of us.
Christmas on a Wednesday is tough because it's really hard to try to get anywhere because now we're so geographically, people are so separated. It's
sure.
Hard to,
yeah.
It's hard to do that.
Definitely.
Okay. So you mentioned the movies.
Uh-huh.
I think we would be remiss to not discuss the Christmas movies.
Yes, we have to.
Because, you know, the Hallmark Channel started on like the week before Thanksgiving with their Christmas movie marathons. So what's your favorite Christmas movie?
We are Home Alone people. Okay. Hubba and myself, we're Home Alone people.
Yeah.
You know, there's a couple of classic Christmas movies that I have actually never seen. Like the Christmas movie that they play. I know they play it on one channel all day on Christmas. The little boy gets like a BB gun.
That is A Christmas Story, right?
Yes. I've never seen that movie.
Yeah.
And I have no desire to see it either.
What about the one with Jimmy Stewart? That's A Wonderful Life. Have you seen A Wonderful Life?
I don't think I've seen that one either.
That one I really would encourage you to watch. It's actually a really good movie.
Okay, so we actually have a list here of the most popular Christmas movies. So let's go through them.
Okay.
Okay, so you already mentioned this one, A Wonderful Life. That's number one. You have seen it.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't.
Yeah, I would not say.
But you give that one a thumbs up. You would recommend that to people.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And honestly, I do enjoy Christmas movies, so I like most of them. But go ahead.
I do too. A Christmas Story. We also just talked about that one. You've seen that. I haven't.
It's not on the top of my list, but it's a good, I don't know how to describe it. It's just, it's
okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. Middle of the road. All right. Home Alone. I think that's one of the greats.
Home Alone is hilarious.
That's a cult classic.
Yes. And also that's an age thing because you're going to be home alone. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you'll get to it, but I think that has something to do with your age. Home Alone came out when I mean, that's also a really funny one for me. Of course, I love Joe Pesci. Like,
sure. Oh, yeah.
They were so good in that. Yes.
I watched this show on Netflix the other day. There's this new series called The Movies That Made Us. Have you seen that?
I have seen the previews for it.
Okay. It's really good, but they do an episode on Home Alone and they talk about how, I believe it was Warner Brothers.
Okay.
Passed on Home Alone over like $1.2 million in the budget.
Wow.
And now it's grossed billions.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
So, you know, whoever was president at that time is just kicking themselves.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So the next one on the list is Elf. I've seen it. I love it. I think that's going to be kind of what you were talking about, age. That's going to be cult classic for like the kids in their 20s.
Right now. I think Elf is hilarious. Of course, it also has an element that is a throwback. because the Papa Elf is Bob Newhart.
Okay.
So when I was a kid, Bob Newhart had a show, and I think it was called the Bob Newhart Show, where he operated like a hotel or something.
Okay.
And it was hilarious. And so that's a way to like pull people in.
Sure.
Who would not necessarily be, you know, about
Will Ferrell or yeah, elf type
but
people. Yeah.
It is really good.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
White Christmas. I haven't seen this one.
White Christmas is better. If you get a chance, I would actually say you need to go to see what a production of White Christmas.
Okay.
Because it's a movie about a theater production, effectively, that happens. It's really good. I mean, if I was going to like rank them, I don't think I would put that in. But that, for a lot of people, that's huge.
Okay. You know, for someone who's not like as big of a Christmas person as me, you have seen all of these.
Yeah, but I am a huge movie person.
That's true. Okay. So that's and I am really not
a movie person. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Next on the list is Christmas Vacation. I know this is going to freak people out,
yeah,
but I have not seen this. I don't like Chevy Chase.
Okay. Probably the most offensive thing you've ever said, but the Chevy Chase is, I believe he was one of the original, did we not discuss this last night? He was one of the original Saturday Night Live cast members.
Right. Yes.
But this is my favorite Christmas movie. And this is my favorite Christmas movie with my family and anyone who is between the ages of probably 35 and 70. This is their show.
Hubba loves it too.
It is so great because it hits so many points. And it has some really big names in it now.
Okay.
Elaine from Seinfeld is in it.
Okay.
And then, of course, Chevy Chase. And then what's really crazy is Leonard from The Big Bang Theory is the little brother.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. He's the little brother in that movie. Randy Quaid plays the cousin, you know, that's just hilarious. And anyway, it's just, it hits so many points for so many people. Like it's awesome. That would, if you don't watch any Christmas movie, that would be the one I would tell you to watch.
Talking about that movie is the most excited about anything Christmas I've ever seen you.
Yeah,
you're about
great.
It.
It's great.
All right. So next on the list is Miracle on 34th Street. I actually have seen that when I was a girl.
Yeah. When you were a girl?
When I was a young girl. When I was
back
a
before.
Little, when I was a little girl. When I was a little girl, just so that we're clear. God, that's going to be on my next Christmas.
That's
going to be on the next tag on my Christmas gift. Lord.
Okay. Do they rank these in order or are they?
It is in some kind of order. Okay. I'm not sure.
Is that the.
And then the last one on the list is the Santa Claus.
Yeah, that.
I love it. I think it's funny.
It's funny, but there's others that to me, Elf, Christmas Vacation. I mean, those are going to be probably where I head. But here's the biggest debate on Christmas movies.
Okay.
Is Die Hard considered a Christmas movie? Have you seen Die Hard with Bruce Willis?
You know, I actually have not seen that either.
Oh, it is.
It must be a Christmas movie because I haven't seen it. But it is also on that show, The Movies That Made Us.
Die Hard is like...
Or The Shows That Made Us. I don't know. Whatever it's called. It's
on Die Hard is one of the best movies. And, you know, Bruce Willis...
He became a star on that movie, according to the Netflix show.
I would probably believe that. And it was set during Christmas time. And so that's why people have said it's a Christmas movie.
Interesting.
Yeah. So there's
a couple of honorable mentions.
Okay.
They are The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Okay.
Which
yeah.
I actually tried to watch that yesterday with B and it was kind of scary.
Yeah.
I was surprised by how scary it actually was.
Yeah.
The Polar Express.
Polar Express is the banana's least favorite movie of all time.
I've never seen it.
It is the least favorite movie of all time.
And then The Grinch is on here, which I don't consider this a Christmas movie. I consider this New Year's Eve, Valentine's, St. Patrick's Day,
so
birthday, Thanksgiving.
Jim Carrey's Grinch is the only movie that has ever, to me, come close. I can't believe that is honorable mention. That is such horseshit. That's a top three movie for me. It's the only movie that I've ever watched like multiple times, like I do Christmas Vacation. And so I think it's awesome that Jim Carrey, it's so good. And of course, you as a person who endures it year round, that's a lot of watching Grinch.
It is. It's a lot of Grinch up in here. Almost too much.
Almost too much.
So last movie I'm going to mention, Four Christmases.
Yes.
And it's pretty far down on the list. It's not one of the most popular ones. But I want to talk about it because I love the idea of having to go to like multiple Christmases on on Christmas Day.
So for anybody who hasn't seen the movie, it is Vince Vaughn and
Reese Witherspoon.
Reese Witherspoon.
Mm-hmm.
And they are a couple that both of their parents are
divorced and remarried.
And remarried-ish or whatever. And so they always go somewhere for Christmas. Like they go on a vacation, the two of them.
Right.
So in an effort to avoid having to go to their
exactly
to their respective Christmases. So then they go to fly out and they get their flight gets canceled because of fog. And ultimately they end up having to go to all of these four Christmases.
Right.
And I think this is really interesting, like, because there is a lot of stress that comes with, like, if you've got an extended family or if you've got a divorced blended family situation,
right,
it's tough, like, because you got to make time for everybody.
Sure.
So I think that there's a lot of stress that goes into this.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we don't like anxiety, like, we struggle with that, and so it creates anxiety for a lot of
absolutely
people. So I think that this movie is actually now more appropriate for, like, what the expectations
age.
Are
sure,
because I do think there's too much expectation.
I think so too,
and that's one of the things that, you know, we kind of talked about this in the Thanksgiving episode.
Mm-hmm.
At this point you have to be understanding that people can go, you know, they only have so much time. And
right.
So, like, this year, especially with such little time, like, you can't be pissed if somebody can't make it home for Christmas if they have to work the next day. Like,
absolutely.
You
yeah.
You know,
and you also can't take that on yourself. You know what
absolutely.
I mean?
You have to do what you can do.
Protect your mental health during
right.
this time.
Yes.
And you have to, you know, make yourself, your family, the priority. If that's what you want to do, if you love and it brings you joy going to see multiple people all
yes.
over,
yes.
then that's great. You do you.
Right.
But if you know you're going to wake up on the 26th and you're going to be exhausted
and
mentally,
yes.
emotionally, physically, whatever it is.
Right.
It's okay for you to say, no,
I can't do it.
Exactly. If you need to go home from that Christmas party at 9:30, you do that.
You do you.
Unless you're Matt Hanley, then F you. Next year you have to stay till 2 a.m.
So the thing is, folks who are of a certain age, and I'm going to say these are going to be the folks that are older than your parents, but, like, they don't understand how difficult it is for working folks today to be able to
yes.
go to all of these Christmas functions, whatever. And also, it makes a difference if you don't live in the same town with your family. Because if
exactly.
you live in the same town, it's easier to try to hit all of these, you know, Christmas functions. But if you don't, like, it's really tough. And I remember, like, my sister used to live out of state. And my parents would generally go see her for Christmas because she couldn't come home for Christmas. And, like, I think that there's also should be some responsibility for, like, if you can, why don't you travel instead of the expectation? If you're the one that can travel,
right?
Why don't you do it instead of expecting that people are going to come to, you know, come to you or whatever? So,
exactly.
Like, I think you have to be, and also people have done a better job, I think, now of celebrating Christmas, you know, either the week before or the week after, because then, like, it lowers the stress.
Sure.
And you can get that one-on-one time without knowing that there's a clock. Like,
right.
Oh, they got to be gone by 2 o'clock to go to the next house or whatever.
Right. And we talk about, you know, our mental health and things like that a lot. Decisions that you have to make to protect
yes.
yourself. But the bottom line is, if you can, do. And if you can't, don't.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
This season should be about all of the magical things that make it a great time of year. Don't allow something to take that away from you.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, so Tara, you know, earlier this month we did our episode on Christmas parties. So now
right.
kind of the Christmas parties have generally
come and gone.
So everybody's now, you know, we're in
Christmas Eve. Christmas so if you Eve. Haven't thrown
yeah.
yours yet,
you haven't thrown yours yet, you're going to be
right.
Go ahead and call it a New Year's Eve party.
That's right. Yeah.
So how did you survive the Christmas party season?
I think I did pretty good.
Yeah.
I give myself an A plus
Solid.
Maybe. I mean, I had a lot of fun Christmas parties. That one event that I was nervous about going to that I didn't know
yes,
anyone,
the people. Mm-hmm.
That one turned out great.
Sure.
That exceeded my expectations. My company Christmas party was amazing. My office Christmas
Your company
party was also
and,
great.
Yes. Just as a note, Tara is definitely working for the right company as they threw a company Christmas party and an office Christmas party.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, we work hard and we play hard. I'm yeah. in that bitch.
That's
but,
so fun.
And then I personally enjoyed my own Christmas party.
Yes. What was your favorite part of your Christmas party?
Hubba and I wore matching sweaters.
Which we can post.
Yes, we'll post a picture of it. They
and why were they so good?
They were good because we have a pug,
yes.
Lola, and so they were some pug Christmas sweaters that
what
said Bahum Pug.
Bahum Pug.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that was a big highlight. I am always the most happy person in the world when all of my favorite people are in the same room.
Yep.
I'll pass on the food, the drinks, which I think that's saying a lot because I enjoy a good drink.
Yeah.
But when all my people are around, that's when I'm the most happy.
Good. Well, there was, it was great. And you had enough food to feed an army.
And it was almost all gone.
Yeah.
The only thing that I think we have leftovers is cupcakes.
Yeah.
And some cheese maybe.
Yeah. So I too had had a good Christmas party run.
Mm-hmm.
We had several to attend and there was one I was absolutely dreading, but went and it was so fun. And then we actually had one that was really, really amazing. Some friends threw a really small, like intimate Christmas party,
okay,
which I was very flattered to be invited to.
Sure.
It was like next level. Like it was only, I guess, maybe like six couples, seven uh-huh. couples. They actually had a chef come in and like make a full meal. Like,
wow.
It was really, really cool. Like they,
very fancy. That's yes, fancy Christmas.
It was party. A very fancy, but they're like super cool people. And anyway, so that was really fun. The banana did a great job for our Four Rivers, the drug and alcohol rehabilitation facility that I sit on the board of. She throws the party every year for them and she plays the games. She makes the board play these games. And anyway, it was hilarious. She did a great job. So yeah, no, it was good. It was a really good Christmas.
Were you as competitive at any of those Christmas parties as you were at my Christmas party?
I actually did not play at the Four Rivers party. I was, well, actually, I had to leave a little bit early because we had to record that night.
Oh, that's right.
So I didn't. So I actually did not play the games. But at your Christmas party, you had a wonderful game that was super fun. And you definitely were trying to help the girls win. And so
we did girls against boys this year.
And you just did not like being called out for your blatant assistance. Okay. Tell them the question about Hubba's highest earning
Sure.
Highest earning so, job. Just so,
how our game worked is I really wanted to build gingerbread houses, but that's kind of lame at a party. And so what we did is we had, if you've ever seen the show Friends, they do an episode where the friends do kind of a Jeopardy type game
right.
over information about each other.
Right.
So that's what we actually did at our party. You won pieces to the gingerbread house either answering trivia correct about the friends group or our friends group
right.
or acting out different scenarios. Like for example, our friend Zach, he drew a charade and it was
so some of them
out.
You had to act out. Some of them were just trivia.
Right. And so he had to act out Matt getting a vasectomy and which it was hysterical.
I'm not sure he understands how the vasectomy works though.
Right. Yeah.
We're
not totally sure, but I will say he did get his point.
We did win that point. And I was the one that guessed it. And like, as this was all coming clear, I was like, is this me?
Is this me getting a vasectomy?
But also, so one of the other questions, which we did not get credit for. And so like, if you missed the question, you got some bullshit.
Yeah. So instead of like a gingerbread wall, we gave you like a ramen noodle wall that you had to build your gingerbread house with.
So one of the questions was, and this is a very difficult question. None of the girls' questions were this hard. It was
not true.
It was, what is the highest hourly wage that Hubba has ever earned. Now, remember, Hubba's still in medical school, so he's, right. you know, whatever. So Tara would not accept a very close answer.
I wasn't looking for your best approximate guess. I was looking for what the right answer was.
And we were so close, but what was really funny is one of the guys threw out like a relatively large number, and we were like, I mean, like everyone was laughing.
They're like, no way. He's never made that much.
That was
and
one of the funniest.
He said, ones. If I had been making that much, I wouldn't have gone to medical school. Yeah. So it was.
But then the girls like, you know, so she wanted an exact dollar amount he made per hour, which was by far the hardest question. And then every girl's question, it was like, oh, well, like, that's close enough. Like, we said we were going to accept, you know, that.
The girls missed a trivia question about me that you could not wait to answer,
That was so good.
And what's so funny is that we talk about that on our last podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was really
But it hadn't aired yet.
It hadn't aired yet.
Yeah.
If it had aired, then yes, they would have absolutely got it.
Right. And it was about, the question was, if Tara got arrested, what would it be for? And they were like, I don't know. Like, they were very confused. And then Matt's over there with his hand straight up in the air. He was like, murder! Probably Hubba! Yeah, it was good.
So, very good.
All right. Well, should we give someone some Christmas Eve love?
I think we definitely need to give someone some Christmas Eve love.
Yes.
Okay. So today's shout out is actually very personal for me. I want to shout out my Aunt Bethy, who follows the show.
Right.
And actually, my sister Liz used to live with them. They lived outside of Waco. And so while my sister was at Baylor, she actually lived with them. So what was so funny is after, and the reason why I want to give her so much love is after the siblings episode aired, she posted on one of our Facebook post and said, yes, you're right that, you know, Liz is the favorite for everybody, but like the podcast is like, you're coming in hot. Like yeah. You might get there with this.
You're making a play.
Yeah.
You're making a play for it.
Anyway, so that was so fun. I'm so glad that she's listening and enjoying it. And so anyway, so that was really cool. So shout out to my Aunt Bethany. Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay, Tara. So we're at your favorite part of the episode.
I hate that.
What are you hating this week?
You know, I went shallow last week, so I'm going to use my deep one. We kind of talked about how I had two last week. Mm-hmm. So I hate when people behave badly and then try to like blame your reaction for, like that your reaction is the problem to their bad behavior.
So they're wanting to project their
Yeah, they want to gaslight issue. You.
Yeah, okay, gaslight.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the other night I was asleep in bed. It was about 2 a.m. on a Saturday.
Okay.
And I'm a fun person. I'm not some crockety old lady who is yelling at kids to get off her lawn.
Is it crotchety?
Yeah, it is crotchety. Crockety.
Crockety.
Crotchety.
Crockety.
Whatever.
I thought that was the female version of that, but okay.
You get my drift.
Yes.
So anyway, there are these group of guys. I don't recognize them. I don't think they live in my building, but they're outside my window. And they're yelling and acting crazy and
at 2 in the morning.
Smoking at 2. Typically, I would just be like, whatever. Like I was young and fun once.
Right.
But then you they wake up.
You would be understanding.
Right. Then they wake up B, who has a sound machine and is a pretty sound sleeper.
Right.
They wake her up. And so now all bets are off. I'm mad. So I walk outside and I say, hey, you see this window right here? A toddler sleeps under that window. So shut the F up. Like, sorry to be this person, but scoot it over.
Right.
If you're going to act crazy.
In the hallway.
They're also smoking, which is kind of like, who smokes in 2019? No, they were outside the window. They were outside.
So. Oh, they were. Okay. So they're on the roadside.
Right.
Okay.
But who smokes in 2019? Yeah. That for sure kills you. So they're not the brightest, crayons in the box as it is. So then they're like, they're insulted that I'm telling them to not be yelling and making a bunch of noise at 2 a.m. where they're waking up my kid. They're well, sorry that, you have to be such a bitch and blah, 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 yelling at me.
That it was that you're the one that caused this.
I'm the one causing them to have a bad night. I was like,
personal,
you have got to be kidding me. Yes.
Personal accountability.
I have been running into people struggling with personal accountability quite a bit lately.
Yeah.
So. I hate that. I hate that.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
What about you, Matt Hanley? What are you hating?
Okay, I'm going to go shallow.
Okay.
So I already told you about my score with the gift certificates.
Yes.
So I've been bargain hunting, which, is not normally my style, but I've been bargain hunting.
It's not.
So the banana burns, the 3-wick candles from Bath & Body Works, we're talking significant amount in our home.
Mm-hmm.
Probably 6 at a time.
Okay. Wow.
Various rooms.
A lot of candles.
It is a lot of candles. So they have this once a year sale.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The Black Friday of Bath and Body Works.
Yeah, but it's not on Black Friday. It's like the Saturday after. Well, no. Okay. Yeah. It's like in early December, but they only do it once a year.
Mm-hmm.
So in preparation of that.
Okay.
So I hollered at the banana and she said, no. She's like, I need to do this, this, and this. I don't think I'm going to get over there. Well, I'm thinking it's a pretty significant saving. So the boys and I'll run over there.
Right.
Okay.
I'll hit that up.
We'll hit that up. I was like, what kind do you want?
Let it not be said Matt Hanley is not a romantic man.
Thank you.
Let it not be said. Yeah.
Okay. Here's my complaint, though, about Bath & Body Works. You know what this crowd looks like.
Sure.
Have you been to this sale? The $9?
I don't go to one-day sales.
Okay.
I don't
so
do
these
that.
Candles.
But I'm sure now... Shell Squad's going to come at me with being like, send Tara to the Bath & Body Works candle sale.
Well, so they're normally like $16.50 or whatever, and they sell them for $9. They're not $16.50.
They're $24 something actually.
Okay, so correct that. They're twenty.
They're $24.50.
They're $24.50, and they sell them for $9 on this sale.
I think it's $8.98, but whatevs.
Whatever. Okay, how small is a Bath & Body Works store?
Very small.
Okay,
yeah.
So in preparation of this, I swear they move in 11 additional display units. Okay. So but it's not
like, just put the stuff, like, make it like a warehouse. Like,
sure.
Just line the stuff up where people can grab it and get in line.
Sure.
But because the store is so small, you literally cannot move around.
Right.
So they are so ill-prepared for this sale. Mm-hmm. But it's like, every year you do this sale, like, you don't realize how many people are going to try to get in the store.
Yeah.
But, like, it's like they make it even more packed. Not with necessarily with merchandise, because I'm telling you, like, just put the pallets on the floor. People
right.
grab it and go.
Yeah.
But oh my gosh, it was such an ass whip. So we were in there, like, it probably took us probably almost an hour. And I'm telling you, like, it was unsafe how many people were in this place.
Okay.
And so
the fire marshal would not have been
pleased. would not have approved.
Right.
But the only nice thing I will say about it is that they do give you those cardboard things. You just, like, can put them in there, like, six at a time and, like, stack them up. So I got both boys with me and I'm like, arms out, kids. Like, and so I'm just, like, stacking these candles.
Nice.
And you're talking about heavy. Six of those candles.
Yeah, those are not light candles by any means.
So I hate that is, why can't Bath & Body Works, like, be prepared?
Any store that's going to have a major sale, come on.
Yes.
Get it together.
Yes.
You know who had it together on Black Friday?
Who?
Target.
Really?
They did. They had it together. I mean, the whole ordeal took less than an hour.
That is good on Black Friday for sure.
Yeah. So how many candles did you end up with just for my own nosiness?
I bought, I think, 24 candles.
Nice.
Yeah.
You're candle rich, baby.
Which will last about 6 weeks. I'm not kidding you. She burns a lot of candles.
Love
so
it.
That's my I hate that.
All right. I love it. All right, you guys, that is going to wrap up Christmas. We hope that all of you guys have a great Christmas Eve, surrounded by the people you love. And
yes.
Get those faces ready for some bad gift givers.
Keep the expectations under control,
expectations
folks.
Low. Hey, you can always buy yourself a good gift afterwards.
That's right. With that gift card you're going to get.
That's right.
And Child Squad,
just a little gift for you
guys. Just a little gift for you guys. So please keep sending us your stories and you can use the text line or send it to us by Facebook or email. We're going to begin our bonus episodes with sharing, like, some of our Shallow Squad stories.
Our favorite ones.
Our favorite ones. So, and you can also post them on our Shallow Squad Facebook group page, however you want to get them to
us. The gram.
Yeah, however you want.
Send a carrier pigeon.
Whatever you need to do. But send them to us and we'll include them on the show. We'll pick out our favorite ones and include them on the show.
Yeah, we're going to start getting our bonus episodes really centered around you guys.
Yes.
You are what make this show what it is. We love you guys.
We could not do it without you.
Absolutely.
Just remember, we may sound shallow, but the depth is real.
And don't forget to check us out on Instagram at Deeply Shallow Podcast.
And like Deeply Shallow Podcast on Facebook.
Hey, Tara, we've really enjoyed our podcast experience. But I think we would both agree that creating and launching a podcast is way more than just recording content. We had no idea how much technology could help or hurt a podcast. I mean, we could be spending hours on editing, audio quality, uploading to a hosting service, just to name a few.
Totally agree. We interviewed several companies and couldn't be happier with Riley and his team at Podigy. Their skills, passion, and professionalism have proven to be the best partners for us.
Yeah, that's podigy.co, podigy.co. Right now, they're offering 25% off first month services for new podcasters.